Carpenter Elias finished his work in Dobžane on Saturday, and the next assignment was already waiting for him in Hočivel on Monday. The road led through the hamlet of Kempno, by the church, and through the bridge over the Rižica. Monday was still a day away, and the road to Hočivel was long. A wise man would get a good night's sleep and rest before setting out, but Elias wanted to make it to Hočivel early to participate in the quarterly guild feast. On Sunday, after the Mass, there was to be a procession of the guild chest, and then the festivities would go on until late evening. Although people said that the woods around Kempno were haunted, Elias nevertheless set out on Saturday evening to make it to Hočivel on Sunday. He went on foot, taking with himself only his carpenter's axe. The night came. Elias marched through the eerie forest when suddenly he spotted a white horse. Without thinking much, he jumped on the horse's back and spurred him, but the beast would not hasten its lazy steps. Elias smacked the horse's hindquarters, but to no avail. The horse kept trotting slowly. Irritated, Elias shouted, "Gallop!" and smacked the horse's hindquarters again, this time with the back of his axe. The white horse looked at him with the devil's eyes and whinnied, "Don't you realize you're riding on the devil's back?" "What is this? The horse talks?" said Elias, and crossed himself. Suddenly, the church bell sounded the hour, and somewhere in the distance, a cock crowed. The horse struck the ground with his hooves with such a force that the church steeple shook. The devilish horse vanished into a wisp of white mist, and Elias, he did reach Hočivel on time, by foot.